بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Surah Al-Fatiha is the first chapter of the Holy Quran, and it means the opening. This could be because it is the opening chapter of the Holy Quran. It could also mean that which opens a subject, or a book, or anything else. That's why it is the key to open your heart to Allah, to show the great love you have for Him. This surah is so important and great that one has to start with Surah Al-Fatiha when he begins his prayer. When you read Surah Al-Fatiha, it is like you have read two-thirds of the Quran, and you will get many rewards from it. This surah is also known by many titles, but two famous names are Surah Al-Hamd, the praised chapter, and Ummul Kitab, the mother of the Quran. Surah Al-Fatiha begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, which means, I start in the name of Allah, the most caring towards everything and the kindest towards the believers. The word Rahman means Allah is the most caring towards everyone. Rahman comes from the word Rahim. One of the meanings of Rahim is when a woman is pregnant, her stomach is called Rahim. It's called Rahim because the baby is taken care of from the mother. It gets food, it gets warmth, the mother protects it from any harm. But the baby still doesn't know the mother yet, and doesn't have any love or care for the mother yet. But the mother loves her baby so much, and takes care of it no matter what. Allah is Ar-Rahman. He takes even more care of you. Even if you don't love Him back or know Him, He still takes care of you. Whether you are a Muslim or not, or a good person or not, an animal or not, whatever it is, Allah still takes care of everything and provides all of them things such as air to breathe, water, and food, and all other things one may need in life. The word Rahim also comes from the word Rahim, but it is a special kind of care and kindness to believers only. Everything we do should begin with the name of Allah. Every action we want to do, we should start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and every action then will be blessed. The next verse says Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, which means all praise and thanks belongs only to Allah, the Lord of the universe. Shouldn't we thank Allah and praise Him? He controls, guides and nurtures the whole universe. That's what the word Rabb means. Allah guides and nurtures whatever is in the universe. He makes sure all the stars, the moon, the sun, and all the planets and everything else all work together without having any problem. The next verse says, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, the most caring towards everything and the kindest towards the believers. Allah mentions Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim again here because they are two very important names of Allah. This is also teaching us a lesson that we should also try and be very caring and kind to all humans, animals, and even the environment as well. The next verse says, Maliki Yawmiddin, which means the only real owner and master of everything on the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment is a day where all humans will be gathered together in front of Allah, and all our actions and beliefs will be judged. Some of us will be rewarded and sent to heaven, and some of us will be punished and sent to hell. The next verse says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. O Allah, You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. Now we are talking to Allah directly and telling Him we want to worship Him and we need His help in life. Notice here it says, we worship and we ask for help. We must work together with the community and help each other. We should encourage each other to pray together instead of praying by yourself. The next verse says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, which means, O Allah, guide us to the right path. Imagine your parents were driving a car and got lost and didn't know where they were going. They would at least get some help for guidance. We are asking Allah to guide us on the right path. What is this right path? Is it some road we haven't heard of? The next verse explains, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the path of those you have blessed. Who has Allah blessed? These are the ones Allah has blessed in truth, knowledge, good actions. They are the prophets of Allah, the Ahlul Bayt, and the righteous servants. The verse continues saying, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, and not the path of those you are angry with. وَالضَّالِّينَ, and not those who have left the right path. So from the start of the surah, we begin with Allah's name, and we are saying that Allah is the most caring and the kindest and loving. He is the owner and master, and all praise is for Him. And because of all of this, we want to worship You and only You. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, and we need Your help. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, to guide us together on the right path. The path of the prophets, Ahlul Bayt, and the righteous. Not the path of those that made you angry or left the right path.